Lockdowns during COVID-19 have been handled differently by governments around the world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anna Amerkanian, professor of public administration and policy at American University, explores the effect on different populations.
The recent global pandemic forced many governments around the world to enact policies that prevented the transmission of the virus, but also restricted individual civil liberties. How people perceive such policies might influence their cooperation or resistance to policy implementation. Several psychological and political theories suggest that dramatic events often generate the rallying around the flag phenomenon, a significant increase in public support of government. To investigate if these theories hold true for the COVID-19 restrictions, my colleagues and I conducted a survey experiment involving 7,000 people across 8 democratic nations. We explored how COVID-19 restrictions influenced people's perceptions of the effectiveness of government. Our experiment found that in all 8 countries, the use of restrictive policies in fact lowered citizens' perceptions of government effectiveness. Compared to other nations, respondents from the U.S. and U.K. placed the lowest value on the policies affording greater individual freedoms. German citizens, in contrast, placed the highest value on the less restrictive responses. Aside from policy restrictiveness, we found that information from credible scientific institutions had a direct effect on how citizens evaluated government actions. These findings suggest that while citizens may dislike and resist public policies that limit individual freedoms, public actors can leverage their expertise in informing and educating the public and promoting responsible self-regulation during public health crises.
That was Anna Amerkanian of American University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.